Muslim convert possessed, shared Islamist terrorist material. By Victoria Friedman on April 7, 2021. Convicted terrorist Ibrahim Anderson has pleaded guilty to sharing extremist material and possessing Islamic State-related publications. The 44-year-old Muslim convert from Luton, Bedfordshire, pleaded guilty via video link from Wandsworth Prison to London's Old Bailey on Wednesday to several charges committed between the summer and autumn 2020. Anderson pleaded guilty to 4 charges of possessing material related to ISIS, 10 charges of disseminating terrorist publications, and 1 charge of breaching notification orders to tell authorities about an email address he used, according to the Evening Standard. The BBC had reported last year on the content of the material, which appeared to be violent films produced by Islamic State. Anderson was said to have used a fake name to create a Facebook account and posted 2 Islamic State videos, and sent a further 8 on the encrypted messenger app Telegram in July. Lawyer Patrick Hart claimed that in sharing the material, his client did not intend his act to encourage terrorism. Mr. Anderson will be remanded in custody until another hearing on April 30. This is not the first time that the Muslim convert, known for his distinctive ginger beard, has been in front of a court for disseminating extremist material. In 2016, Anderson and 63-year-old Shah Jahan Khan, also from Luton, were found guilty of terrorism offences, when in August 2014, they set up a stall on Oxford Street in London, handing out leaflets encouraging people to join Islamic State. The Times had reported it was the first time that legislation banning the promotion of a proscribed group had resulted in a conviction. Anderson was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. Following his 2016 conviction, the Daily Mail reported images taken by Anderson of his 3 young children posing in front of an Islamist flag. In 2 separate photographs, his 8 and 6-year-old sons are seen holding swords, and in another, his toddler daughter is wearing a pink headscarf. Investigators had found the images in October 2014 and were shown to the trial jury. The newspaper added that Ibrahim Anderson, born Andrew Anderson, had converted to Islam in prison whilst serving 3 years in prison for robbing a petrol station in the late 1990s. According to a study published by the Henry Jackson Society last week, Islamist terrorist inmates are free to radicalize other prisoners because of an institutional failure to separate them, as a result of the collapse of the system to keep them segregated. Of the 3 separation centers established within British prisons since 2017, just 1 remains open, HMP Franklin in Durham. Counter-terrorism research fellow at the think tank, Eilish O'Gara, said, according to The Telegraph, institutional failure to remove dangerous tact terrorist offenders from the general population has resulted in the emergence of hierarchical gangs across many of our high-security prison estates. Over the years, these Islamist hierarchies have facilitated the increased radicalization of both tact and non-tact offenders through manipulation, control and intimidation, she added. A report from January claimed that just 3% of Britain's jailed jihadists were being isolated to prevent them from radicalizing other inmates.